Well, it's now 9:55 a.m. and I'm heading back round the back of the Gallaudet Park, as it were. Managed to get those brackets from Kate. I went round to her house first and I couldn't get an answer. So, not having her phone, number, I had to go round to the house, which only takes about another 5 minutes or so. I get a phone number for there and phone her, and I got her. And I told her what I was looking for, so she got her husband to go and have a look in the garage. She says, I'll phone you back. So I basically had to stay in the house. There's no point in hanging about anywhere until she phoned back. And she phoned back about 10 minutes, 15 minutes later and said, they found them. So that's me just walked round and picked them up from Kate, which is great news because that's the item complete. Hopefully we can get it sold today. So as you hear, there's much more going on now. Oh, there's loads. There's a hutchfe. A hutchfe in papers now. Oh my god, in that short time. Oh. That's Mid-Argyll. Drummers practicing there, just the first ones in front of me. Can't make out the other ones to the left. This is fantastic stuff. Stirs the spirit, raises the hackles in the back of my neck, even tingles the spine. It never changes, no matter where you go in the world. You know, I'm not just saying it just applies to Scots, anyone who likes or loves the pipe bands. No matter where I go in the world, whenever I hear pipe bands, it's just spine tingling stuff. And it's great to see all these people practicing in glorious sunshine. Just going to have to navigate here, a wagon load of them. Or, as I just said before, a hutchway. It's on the bank in here. Hiya. Trying to make out that van there, I just walked past. Try to look at the side of the drum, the big drum. If she turns around, I'll see. No, can't make it out. I don't see the regalia, but it's on her bags. I think it's Strathendrick. I haven't heard this, a band called Strathendrick before. Oh, this is fantastic stuff. And the flat's filling up now. Oh for goodness, there are hundreds in there. That's visitors, that is. Hundreds already. 9:10 o'clock. You know, if you were shrewd enough as a local and you were just happy to watch things from afar, you could come and stand on the wee wooden bridge as I'm doing and spend the whole day here. Bring your picnic, bring your kids. But you won't see much, but you'll hear plenty. Try to see which band that is. Love the outfit. After all the outfit. Red and black. Green and black, blue, green and black. I haven't seen a flower of Scotland tartan yet, but then that's not really a proper tartan. However, I need to head back to assure Mary that I've got the brackets for Tom Max. She'll be wondering where the hell I've got to. But then again, she knows I've been over there dealing with Kate. She probably expects me to be a wee while before I got back. Ah, what a day, what a day. Well, hopefully, since it's only 10 o'clock, I'll manage another wee walk. It's only about 7 or 8 minute walk from the car boot to the wee bridge. and if things is going well for Mary at the car boot, I'll just tell her what I'm going to do and come round and try and catch when it's in full swing, when it'll be a cacophony of all things pipe bands. There's some event today, you know, to have the combined events on in the one park on the one day. Goodness grief, I doubt there'll be much moving room, free space by the time it fills up. Not quite sure exactly what time the championships kick off officially, but I'm guessing that since they're warming up just now and there doesn't seem to be any movements, I guess it might be really kick off by 11 or 12 noon. And if the weather stays clear, it'll go on even after the championships finished. Lots of the bands will hang around and still play in the park, just free entertainment, or they may even just stand at a corner of the town and play. It's just amazing. As I said before, they've been rained off so many times that hasn't happened for a while, although they said last year they did get a good one. Well, the big one got a good one and the local one got a terrible day. But you can hear, I'll be hearing pipes and drums all day, right into evening. Even once we go home, I'll still hear it. Even if I stop playing, I'll still hear it, because once you get it in your head, it just, it's like one of those tunes that you can't get rid of. You tend to go to bed and you can still hear pipe bands and snare drums. Side drums and snare drums and big drums. Ach, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see and hear. Ah, remember when we were in Australia a good number of years ago, visiting my wife's brother and his family, and he took us on our tours into a town called McLean. Maybe I should do this as a bit of a foreign travelogue, but I'll tell you anyway. And when you enter McLean, all the telegraph poles on the road have all got a different tartan on them, painted tartan, and the name of the tartan's on it. And obviously the first one's McLean, coming from both sides. But that was quite unusual. But in McLean, on a hill, on a high hill, just in, right in the middle of the town. I should say, just on the outskirts of the town. On the outskirts of the town, there's a kind of high hill. Not a seriously high one. But they're standing stones. Don't know why. I can't remember. And there's a bit of history. But we went up to see these. Her brother took us up. And as we were out of the car, I started to say, I'm going to have a look at these stones. There was a paper. Started playing. And I thought, wow. Wow, fantastic. All the way to Oz. And hearing a paper. And the story was, it was a woman who came up with her wee dog. And it was a wee Scotty dog. Strangely. And apparently, she came up there and played every day. Well, I suppose as many every days as she could possibly play. But she came up and played every day as she could. And just wandered slowly through the standing stones, playing her pipes with a wee dog at her side. I say she was a lady in her late 40s at that time. And it was great. And really, you know, when you think back, if I'd had audio boot at that time, I'd have been able to record her and then go and ask her, is she Scottish originally? Did she come from Scotland or Scottish heritage? You know, just a wee bit of history. But it's just amazing, you go in the world. And the great thing about these championships, by the way, is that, you know, nobody beat the Scots at pipe band competitions. Nobody beat them years ago. Now, and this is great, by the way, now the winners can come from Canada or Australia or New Zealand or anywhere in the world. Depends how good you are on the day. And for me, that's great, and it's a great thing for promoting pipe bands internationally. So I'll leave that at that just now, because Roy is getting a bit noisy. And there's a guy picked, and I know the guy, I know his business well, and he's parked a big truck with his advertising on it in this little bit of pavement that opens up to a stub road, so people actually have to walk on the road to go past his van. How ignorant is that? Ian, I know you, and if I see you, I'll tell you what you did. Forcing kiddies with prams, a couple just in front of me with a child in a buggy, they were forced out the road, oncoming traffic. Nasty. Yeah, I must advertise at all costs, even if it means forcing people onto the road, yes. Well, I know him well, and I can speak openly to him. Anyway, he'll probably see it was one of his workers that put it there. I do love the sound of motorbikes. Okay, that's 11 minutes of another ramble. I'll sign off now, get back to you later. Cheer you by the noo.